So today we start our stewardship campaign of 2015. And if you're, I just want to put a disclaimer out there that if this is your first visit here, we welcome you. And no, we only talk about this 3 or 4 weeks out of 52. This year, we will hear about several of the awesome ministries that happen through UUMC. Today we already heard about our Sunday school from Jeannie, thank you. We will also continue on a short journey learning about our Methodist roots through John Wesley's sermon and theology known as The Use of Money. I know this congregation has been very generous in giving in past years, and I also know that there have been many questions about the future of UUMC in regard to the United Methodist Church of Syracuse. I don't know everything just because this is a work in progress, but I can tell you this. University United Methodist Church is the strongest congregation in regard to outreach and worship attendance in all the Syracuse United Methodist Churches. This congregation has been faithful through this journey. The journey is not yet over, but we are strong in faith as we move forward. I can't predict the future, but I would be shocked if anything were to happen to the use of this building because of any shift within the United Methodist Churches of Syracuse this year. Our job is to keep doing what we have been doing by striving to have spiritual worship and meaningful outreach ministries. I'm so pleased to say this congregation keeps me very busy, and I love every minute of it. And so many of you are staying so very busy in the life of the church because of the strength in spirit among us. I am hearing from the finance chair this. Our challenge will be to sustain historic congregational giving and maintaining rental income from mission-related organizations while enhancing our spiritual community. Through our efforts of renewed outreach and worship, we have shown growth, a growth that needs to be sustained by strong financial and human resources. None of us know exactly what the future will be. So as you walk with us this month on our stewardship campaign and prayerfully consider your gifts, please remember Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s words, "Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase." This week, we look again to John Wesley's thoughts. I even dare to say John Wesley's theology of money. Gain or earn all you can. Save all you can. Give all you can. And as I heard someone say last week, John Wesley is full of all you cans. It's always something, 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 all you can. You may be wondering, why are we talking about earn all you can for our stewardship campaign? Well, the way we use money is one way in Wesley, in which Wesley and now United Methodists look at our relationship with God and put it into practice through personal and social holiness. The next 2 weeks, we will explore Wesley's theology of money to look again at our own roots. Today, we will focus on earn all you can. As Wesley examined the passage in Luke, specifically chapter 16, verse 9, he felt as though we are called to live in this world, meaning the secular world, as Christians. Therefore, we must earn a living. Wesley did not feel one could be a good steward of God's earth or God's people by being dishonest in the way one earned money. This is where we can put into practice personal holiness, in other words, our relationship with God, and social holiness, meaning our relationship with God's people. Wesley states in this sermon, The Use of Money, that money is not the problem. It is the way in which it is used. Money can be used for terrible things, such as nuclear weapons and guns. But it can also be used for very good things, such as food, shelter, vaccinations, and even mosquito nets. It all depends on how we choose to use the money. Earn all you can, Wesley says, but not at the expense of human life or human health. Wesley believed we needed to care for the earth and the people. He encouraged earning money in a way that would not be at the expense of life or human health, without hurting our mind, our body, or our soul. This was in the 1700s, when Wesley was talking to people who lived during the Industrial Revolution. Working conditions could be terrible. Wesley created controversy by preaching outside of church buildings to speak to the working class. Leaders of the church felt preaching needed to stay in the church building in which the upper class could hear. He encouraged earning money that would not hurt our neighbor in body or in soul. Our neighbor could be anyone. Wesley believed those who owned businesses should earn money so that people were unharmed. He opposed slavery and the slave trade. This very much harmed God's people in both body and in soul. Wesley encouraged people to earn money by honest industry, no lying or cheating in business. He discouraged the production and sale of alcohol and drugs, except for the use of medical professionals. Yet he called on physicians to not prolong a patient's illness or suffering to gain an income. He called for physicians to heal patients quickly, so to earn money fairly. Wesley believed as soon as one knew their calling, one must get to it without wasting time. He felt one must be faithful to one's particular calling. And finally, Wesley said, gain all you can by common sense, by using in your business all the understanding which God has given you. Personal holiness comes as one earns all they can without harm to life. This includes the earth or human health in body or soul. While social holiness comes as one earns money without harm to one's neighbor, meaning God's people, their body, and their soul. It's interesting to think about earning money in terms of holiness. We have talked a lot about God-given gifts this summer. If all we do is use our God-given gifts to earn a living, we are doing a good thing, following our God-given purpose. It makes perfect sense to care for God's earth and God's people as we earn all we can. As a passage from Luke tells us, from Peterson's version called The Message, the Bible called The Message Translation, this is Luke 16, verse 9. I want to tell you to be smart in the way, but for what is right, using every adversity to stimulate you to creative survival, to concentrate your attention on the bare essentials so you'll live, really live, and not complacently just get by good behavior. We are here to live in this world, yet always moving forward using our God-given gifts, our calling by God to do the right thing, even when it comes to earning all we can. We are called not to harm our bodies or souls or any of God's children's bodies or souls. We are to lift one another up even when we are earning all we can. Because money can be used to harm ourselves and our neighbors, or it can be used to cherish all of God's children and our earth. So stay tuned next week for Save All You Can and Give All You Can from John Wesley's sermon, The Use of Money. Amen.